I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Campaign 2020 is really heating up now as we get into the debating season. The first of two 6 congressional district debates will take place later tonight on WKYT-TV as Republican incumbent Andy Barr and Democrat challenger Josh Hicks face each other for an hour beginning at 7 p.m. And to preview the matchup, we turn once again to Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette. Hello again, Laura.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this this long-awaited opportunity for TV viewers to see Barr and Hicks side by side.
Well, tonight, Alan, as you mentioned, the debate will be between Congressman Barr and Josh Hicks. The third-party candidate, Libertarian Frank Harris, will not participate. But I think ideally a debate would provide voters with information on the challengers and on their stances on issues, and it would also hold the incumbent accountable to their record. So that way, voters have an idea of the person who's running for office. This election, though, has been negative.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I read an article on Kentucky Forward where Hicks said, I want to see if he, Andy Barr, has the nerve to lie to my face the way he's lied in his commercials, end quote.
So, Alan, we're seeing a lot of negative television ads already, and I expect the content of those ads to carry over into tonight's debate. For example, Andy Barr is being hit on his support of ensuring pre-existing conditions for people's health insurance, but he voted against Obamacare. He voted a number of times to repeal Obamacare. On the other hand, Congressman Barr is hitting at Josh Hicks for a comment saying that Hicks does not support a border wall, and Barr is extrapolating that to say that Hicks wants to open our borders for personal profit. So they're both taking elements of statements that have been said in the past, which is common in campaigning, and trying to spin that and turn it a little bit so that voters see a negative for the other person. I think that'll show up in tonight's debate as well. Debates often favor the incumbent because the incumbent's already defined in most voters' eyes. So think about the fact that Congressman Barr is running for his 5th term in office, so voters know who he is and they know his record. Hicks, on the other hand, is new. Voters know him from television ads. They know he's a Marine. They know he's a former police officer and a lawyer. But other than that, they don't know a lot about him other than what the Barr campaign is telling them. So this debate could be an opportunity for Josh Hicks to define himself instead of letting Andy Barr define him in the voters' eyes.
And what viewers are going to know is that Hicks is a Democrat, and this is a very red state. And so he has an uphill battle in and of that self.
He does. One of the things that's interesting about this debate is it's on Lexington television. It's on WKYT-TV. And that, of course, the television signal goes to the surrounding counties which comprise the 6th district. But a local candidate's campaign shared some polling data with me last week, and the poll showed that Hicks' name ID in Franklin County, which, of course, is the home to the Capitol, was only 53%, compared with 93% voter identification for Andy Barr. Hicks is going to have some trouble getting his name in front of those voters because Frankfort looks to Louisville for its television news, not necessarily Lexington. Josh Hicks needs the voters in Franklin County. It's a Democratic county in the district. Amy McGrath carried it in 2018. She carried Fayette County as well. But Hicks won't be able to get his name into Franklin County with this debate as easily.
Okay, so we have the two side by side. It could get kind of ugly because of the because of the ugly ads that each have been running against each other. And now this district, though, it's important to note, has flipped from time to time from red to blue to blue to red quite frequently.
It is. It's a swing district. We've talked about it before. Andy Barr unseated a Democrat who unseated a Republican who unseated a Democrat. So it's flipped back and forth quite frequently. Josh Hicks is raising a lot of money. So it's a competitive race. It is on some radar screens nationally. Another thing I'll be looking for tonight Alan, is how Andy Barr positions himself in relationship to the president. The president and the first lady were tested positive last week for coronavirus, and opening the economy and those types of messages that have come through the Republicans from the White House down to the congressional offices, and Andy Barr's running ads on opening the economy. I'd be interested to see tonight how the congressman positions himself now that corona has spread to the inner circles of people who are insulated and should be very protected from the disease.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on Capital Chat. Our guest has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She is the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. The debate happens tonight at 7 o'clock on WKYT-TV. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Alan. You too.